Now, as you would have heard on this programme last week, the Munster Technological University hosted the 2025 conferring of awards ceremonies on Friday at the MTU Kerry Sports Academy. Fantastic day. It saw 1,126 graduates from diverse disciplines across various departments spanning business, tourism, hospitality, health, nursing, leisure, social sciences, computing, IT, technology, engineering and maths, amongst many others. And one of those who graduated on the day was, well, she needs no introduction really, but she is an Olympian. She's a world champion rower. She's from Killorgland, Monica Dukarska. Monica, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm very good. Listen, thanks a million for talking to me in the programme. I wanted to catch up with you about this. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about the journey you've been on, the scenic journey you took to your to your graduation and the graduation that you had a doctorate of philosophy by research.
Yeah, that's it. So this is my actually third graduation now. Done undergrad. Yeah, I know, exactly, asking for punishment. So I've spent 14 years in education, imagine. But it very much went alongside my sport, so it was a great match. But yeah, I've graduated with a PhD, and it kind of came as a result of my master's study that I did in 2016. So I might actually get back to the beginning. So as an 18-year-old, I went to IT Tralee at the time, and I did business management, graduated, and then my mother convinced me actually to do a master's. So I did another 2 years then until 2014 or so, finished master's by research, and then I dedicated all my time to rowing for 2 years, and I absolutely hated it, imagine. I always thought education was holding me back, but then what happened, yes, when I actually had all this time focusing on the sport, I didn't have any other, you know, kind of stimulation or intellectual stimulation, and I hated it. So I decided to return to education again in 2016. And did another master's that I finished in 2018. It was ready to be published, sent off, but I found a little kind of area that I was very interested in, and I managed then to transfer it to a PhD, and I spent the next, 3-4 years working on it, with a break for COVID and the Olympics in the middle of it. So that's a scenic journey.
Well, doesn't that tell its own story, I suppose, for everybody out there, that it's never too late, whatever is going on in your life, whether it's work or intensive elite sport that you were at, that there are avenues there. There's a flexible education system there now, willing to meet your needs.
Oh, absolutely. Like, especially at MTU there, I found I was supported along the way. I always made sure that I kept communication open, and I made sure that I voiced, you know, that I wanted to do well in both sport and education. And it was, like, you know, staff at MTU helped me, and the programs are there to facilitate all of that flexibility. And what is kind of needed, you know, life isn't straightforward anymore. We have so many different commitments and, you know, goals and ideas and so on. So it's definitely the avenue for people is there to explore all of those options.
And what you found, Monica, at your level of sport, like, you found that if you're doing one thing and one thing alone, like, the education actually helped your sport, not hindered it, in terms of, like, fulfilling your life and the intellectual side of it while you were competing at a demanding high level.
Yeah, so that's one thing, I suppose, having another area to achieve in, because I suppose, you know, sport is kind of tedious. You are focusing on one small element of a technique that you want to improve, and sometimes it's just not going, you know, according to plan, and you can get it. But having something on the side to kind of aim towards and kind of achieve in, it gives you kind of this extra boost. But I suppose, on the other hand, sport is not going to last forever, as much as we would like that to happen. So I always remember my grandfather growing up was telling me, you have to have a plan B, and, you know, education was that. But actually, I enjoyed doing what I studied as well, so that kind of helped, you know, kind of, I suppose, the two complementing each other rather than being plan A and plan B. But it's definitely, it's important to have something on the side, because, like I said, sport will end one day, and the kind of reality, I suppose, will take over. We are very privileged to be, you know, pursuing sports full time. So having that other interest and something that you can apply yourself to on the side is very important.
Yeah. And look, how did you find the facilities then? You were in the Kerry Sports Academy on Friday. Like, there's some fantastic facilities in MTU, and it's developing all the time.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm actually working at MTU since 2021. I have moved through various roles. I'm in the Access Department at the moment. But yeah, I will be actually based in the Kerry Sports Academy. So we are very lucky with the facilities. And the facilities keep, I suppose, growing and getting better. So there was recently an engineering department, the whole building open, and Quan building. So the facility or the area around the campus is constantly growing and improving.
Yeah, and that is brilliant. And look, what would your message be so somebody who's out there maybe who might have done a degree, is wondering about going back and starting a new one or doing some other element or combining it with work? Is that a role you think they should look at developing? That it's never too late, Monica?
Yeah, absolutely. And look at the various courses that are available. Talk to admissions. The ladies in the office are so helpful. And I suppose have a bit of, you know, kind of belief and back yourself as well that you can actually do it, that, you know, through just applying yourself. And maybe don't rely on motivation. One thing that I was asked, like, how did you motivate yourself to, you know, do both, pursue Olympic rowing and do a PhD? And it's not really that. It's more of a discipline and, I suppose, sticking to a schedule and just kind of being true to your goal that I want to achieve this, so I have to put the time down and I have to, you know, do the work. So it's more about kind of chipping at it every day rather than relying on motivation to have those, you know, weeks where you get loads done and then you have other weeks where you just don't want to get out of bed. So definitely discipline and just trusting yourself that you can do it. If you are really interested in it and you have a goal, just go after it.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, listen, speaking of goals, what's your next goal on the sporting front?
I suppose beach sprint has become a new discipline for LA Olympics, so I think I would like to give it a go to be the first one to have done both river and beach sprint rowing. So that's on the cards in maybe three years' time, I suppose, qualifying. So I will definitely give that a go.
Yeah, beach sprint, coastal rowing. So that's on the agenda for 2028. So yeah, brilliant. Well, that's certainly a target to go for. Monica, listen, thanks for giving us your time this morning and just telling us about that interaction there with education at MTU and sport. And congratulations again.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Monica Zakarska there, talking about that balance of studying a doctorate, qualifying, graduating a doctorate of philosophy by research, and all the while continuing on. Like, she won the World Coastal Rowing Championships in 2024 in Genoa, I think it was at the time. So there you go. That just shows you can do it. There is a twin track approach in life. If you're working, if you're busy, you can also go with the education route or go back to education, as outlined in many of the stories that were brought to us on the MTU graduation day last Friday. We'll hear more stories on the programme possibly tomorrow in relation to that as well. So stay tuned for that. If you have any view in it, get in touch with us on the programme.